Values level two. So values level two has their lucky charms. Who you have a lucky charm too. Who carries a charm with you or wears a piece of jewelry or carries a rock or a stone or something in your pocket, a lucky bill or a lucky coin or a lucky something. Who cares? Come on.
Yeah.
Sure. And that's values level two thinking in you. So you're thinking at that point like a values level two. All of our toys at values level two are imbued with energy.
Like toys, bears, you know, the teddy bears, which are full of energy.
And we give teddy bear a name.
And nobody else is allowed to touch that teddy bear.
Don't touch the teddy bear. They're all personified. And everything is personified. Values level two knows about fraternities and magical rituals.
Incantations, rituals.
Potions. They get together. Values level twos get together to smoke. They go out to lunch together. They all go out to lunch together. We have to all go out to lunch together and sit at the same table.
They have lots of gods they pray to, mini, semi, half gods,
in
full
Hawaiian,
gods.
In the Hawaiian huna, there's a chant to the 40,000 gods, and it goes...
And you have to chant to all
40,000. You have to chant to all 40,000, because if you miss one, he or she might be angry. So they say, then it goes like this, it goes, this is for the 40,000, this is for the four gods and the 400 gods, or the four gods and the 40 gods and the 400 gods and the 400,000 gods. And then if I missed any gods...
Just in case.
These are all the other gods I missed. So it's a chant to all of the... Everybody. And the gods, they make sure everything's okay. They make sure we're safe. Values level two talks to the trees. Remember I mentioned the Native American guys who talk to the trees.
The wedding band is an example of values level two.
The wedding band is a values level two thing.
The sacrifice of self for the group, like parents sacrifice their lives for kids. That's a values level two thing.
Sacrificing yourself for your kids, or like this. You know what, son, I stayed married to your dad just for you. That's a values level two.
I sacrificed my life in order for you to have it better.
Parents will say that all the time. That's a values level two concept.
Now, the magic rituals, even the little magic rituals the footballers play, before they start, when they
footballers
go, yeah, and they
baseball players have magical rituals before they get to go out on the plate. They knock the bat against their shoes. They wiggle their bum. They wiggle their butt a few times and change their hat position. Those magical rituals are all part of values level two. Doing little ritualistic things are values level two thinking.
Now, in order to transition, must be a two, must be able to have enough confidence to say, maybe I don't need the clan.
Maybe I don't need the chief. Maybe I don't need the chief's protection. Maybe I can, maybe I'm big enough. Maybe I'm bad enough. And maybe I can kick sufficient butt. By myself, to move out on my own. And he's got to say, I'm tired of giving all my stuff to the chief. I want to get out on my own and make something for myself. I want to be somebody. I want to be the chief.
If you want to go to a sacred place when you go on holiday, find a good level two, and they'll know to tell you all the sacred places.
The values level two will know where the sacred places are. And in the families of values level two, they protect the sacred places. So John Kaimikawa tells us, John is one of our teachers at Huna, he says there's a family mother, a member, family. There's a family member who's one of his brothers who... still guards the family's burial cave on Oahu, which is where Honolulu is, and he'll kill anyone that finds it. Still part of the tradition today.
For values level two, the outside world is mystical and they're fearful of it.
Now, if an inanimate object hits you or hurts you, in a values level two thinking, you'll punish it.
You know, when you bump into the chair and you go, bad chair,
bad
and you
chair.
Kick the chair back.
I'll get that chair, son of a bitch. I'm going to start beating the crap out of it. That's a values level two
That's
thinking.
A bad chair.
Because the chair. And how many people, come on now, admit it, talk to your car. Come on, who talks to your car? And doesn't your car run better when you talk to it? doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Hey, some people tell me they get better gas mileage when they talk to their car. Who gets better gas mileage when you talk to your? Good on you.
My car even had a name. My car was called Fred.
Adriana's car still has a name, even though it's not hers anymore.
I sold it, and it's still
good
called
Fred.
Good old Fred.
And we see Fred every now and then, and she says, Fred,
oh,
how you doing?
Fred.
Fred. That's values level 2 thinking.
Isn't that cool?
But in values level 2, even the speakers in this room, even the screen, even the computers. Do you talk to your computer? Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Swearing at it.
Now, do you think your computer likes that? And if something doesn't work, it's not the tool. It's not my fault. It's the computer's fault. That's
now,
values level 2 thinking.
What's good about that is the values level 2 knows that everything has consciousness.
Values level 2 knows that everything is conscious.
Intuitively, a values level 2 knows that everything outside has consciousness.
That's why values level 2 can talk to the rocks and the trees.
Not the same consciousness as you have, and yet consciousness. Kids. Many kids are values level 2.
Kids are values level 2. And if they step on a rake and it hits them in the head, they go, bad rake, and they beat the rake, and they throw it down on the ground. Bad old rake. And then they say, not I bumped into the chair, but the chair hit me. That's values level 2 thinking.
Now, a values level 5 person will deny the power of the energy, which is valid for level 2.
So a values level 5 manager will tell the 2 to get that rock off your desk. Actually, the 4s will be even worse against the 2. The 4s will say, that's a superstition. Get that rock off your desk. It's superstitious. You go, yeah, but I picked that up near Air's rock.
And it has a certain energy.
And it's
energy.
Got the vibes. It's imbued with the power. I'm sure that there was another shaman that held it once.
And it's connected to the gods.
Yeah, because when I talk to the rock, hey, rock, how are you doing? And then I hold it up to my ear, I can hear the gods talking back to me.
No, values level 4 would say everybody has a rock.
Well,
and everybody has to have a rock.
Yeah, and values level 4 says the rock has to be here on the desk.
That's the regulation.
On the left-hand side of the desk, near the corner of the desk. And everyone will have to have the same rock in the same size cubicle.
Our health system.
It's the regulation.
Mm.
Standardization is values level 4. Okay.
Our healthcare has lost its level 2 thinking, which is coming back now, and that's very good.
Touch for health is a values level 2 thinking. It's the idea that people need to be touched and may need to have energy. And energy originates, the understanding of energy originates at values level 2. Okay.